Blog Talk Radio.
Literally, we were having storms, and it just cut off. Everything was shut down, and I did not get a chance to get back on. So if you listen to that half-assed fucking episode, I'm so sorry. I did not even get to finish. So anyway, we've got parenting issues, the news. I got tarot sitting out if someone comes, and then I've got stuff for tarot stuff from our good witch-keeping. Segments here. PSA, I do finally have Andrew coming on here soon, so yay, we'll get to learn about music and stuff like that in that category. We're going to be doing some interviews for some talent and some other categories in music coming up, so that will be very awesome. We're one away from 1,700 slow crawl this month. Usually we do about 100 listens a month, but I've been incredibly busy, stuck working and dealing with a bunch of stuff all at the same time. Update on the Sammy stuff. I just was dealing with the DA of this town. Of course, it's a different DA, not the asshole that had fucking pretty much dismissed me is what he did. So that they were asking me what I wanted for him. So I want him to get help, you know, throwing him to the wolves and letting him sit in jail. Yeah, that's sure, why not? But that ain't going to help him. He's mentally ill. So I guess he's going to go away for a while. And then he's going to have all kinds of shit he's going to have to do where he has to go back to jail. So yay, I might not get assaulted by this person for a while, so that'd be nice. I am staying clear of all males. Like, you know, getting married and all that stuff. You know, there's reasonings for it. But right now I don't need it. That bitch is engaged. I'm just not, I'm getting married right now. You know? So. So anyway. Other than that, this morning, I don't know about anybody else, but like 9 in the morning is when I really get my best sleep, when I actually start sleeping, I guess you can say. My daughter this morning, and you know my cat, he's not all that cuddly all the time, but he decided this morning he was going to lay with me in my sleep. So what'd my kid do? I caught my child this morning, 9 o'clock this morning. You know, she went to bed really late, too. She should have been asleep till at least 9:30. No. My daughter was pulling off the paint off my wall this morning. Oh, I was so mad at her. That was not happening. Like, she wasn't that doing that yesterday, and that's brand new. She just started doing that this morning. I do not know why. I swear to God, you guys, I can't wait till my kid goes back to school. Go to school. She wanted to go to school anyway. Every day she's like, school? I think if she could live at school, she would. She loves school a lot. math specifically the most. So, yay, maybe she'll have a great job being an accountant or something. Maybe she'll be a lender. So anyhow, if you're having issues with your kid, I'm there with you on that. I'm ready to, like, drink and go to sleep. Let's pop open them bottles of wine. Are you a mom if you don't wake up as early in the morning and you don't want to already open a bottle of wine? I don't think so. I don't think so. So I've got some cool stuff sitting up there for you. It should be sitting up there. Let's go see. I'm a lucky gal. I don't have to go until 4 today, which makes me wondering if I need to get a second job because they are cutting into my hours. I don't think they want me to have my overtime and stuff. It's probably hurting them. I don't know. But Pops' girlfriend said that God told her to break up with him, so that's interesting. What are you doing? Shut the door. Now. What's going on with this? I don't understand. Why do you guys still use Adobe when no one's using that? I don't get it. I really don't understand what's going on with this place. Like, there is no logic in this place. All right. Where's all the stuff I put in there? There we go. So if y'all heard the news, then you will know that Trump probably had his pants on backwards. Now they're trying to say that he didn't, but I'm not so sure. He's pretty incompetent in every other way, so I don't see how he wouldn't. Now, if you're a beginner witch, we've got our witch, good witch keeping here. I've got some myths, dreams, astrals, correspondence, and tools. Now, I pulled this from the eclecticwitchcraft.com. You can go over there and check that out. I went ahead. I've got a lot of people writing me, asking me if I know spells for banishing depression and sadness and all that stuff. Well, I went ahead and put on a depression banishing spell on there. The fae is real, guys. If you haven't seen fairies, just wait because you will. Totally real. So I put some stuff up there. I was asked a bunch of little witch questions over the weekend. As usual, I'm answering those emails through the episodes, throwing information out there. So if you're looking for your rituals for Samhain, I threw some stuff up there from the great George Carlin. This is something that I, you know, he was out of his time. I do believe he was an alien. I believe he was a time traveler, and he knew a lot. He knew a lot more than he was telling us, I think. According to him, and I agree, we drink too much, smoke too much, spend too recklessly, laugh too little, drive too fast, get too angry, stay up too late, get up too tired, read too little, watch TV too much. We have multiplied our possessions but reduced our values. We talk too much, love too seldom, and hate too often. We've learned how to make a living but not a life. We've added years to life, not life. Years, and that's from the great, late George Carlin, born 1937 and died in 2008. He was ahead of his time. Now, I was also questioned about satanic statements. I threw that up on there as well, give you a little insight for those of you who have been asking. And remember, it's not reverse racism or anti-white to teach kids about the history of the ancestors. And I'm sorry if it makes them look bad, but maybe they should have thought of that before being fucking assholes. I mean, you know? And I know I said this on one of the last episodes, but it's still ringing true today and yesterday and years ago and whatever. Probably will remain true in the future. I don't see much changing. I see change trying to happen and people trying to go up against that change. So many people out there don't actually care what happens to the houseless, the poor, so long as they can't see the consequences of their society's carelessness. They don't want the poverty to be solved. They want the impoverished to be invisible. And just another reminder that Confederacy only existed for 5 years. That's not Ireland, where centuries of ancestors lived and died. It's not your fucking heritage. Nirvana lasted longer than the Confederacy. Most emo phases in the early 2000s lasted longer than the Confederacy. You're not proud of those 5 years of your great-great-great-grandfather's life. You like the white supremacy, so just stop pretending. I do believe that, and I've been called anti-Semitic before. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-kill people and mass genocide, and that goes for all people. I don't know. I was raised to not be a piece of shit. So, you know, for me, I don't have to be against you to not like what you're... I mean, I don't know. It's not that I want Israel to be eradicated. It's just that what they're doing is wrong. It's called genocide. You know? So, I don't know. I don't need a new... Stop trying to make me update all this quick. I hate it. I hate it so much. You know what else I hate? I hate not having a rule book for parenting. Like this morning, what do you do? Oh, I was so mad. I went and got my mom up because I didn't know what else to do. You know, she's pulling the paint off my... How did you... I don't know how she did it. I don't know. But what I do know is that there's a big... I feel like... you know, Aladdin, when he lives in that little thing and they got holes in the wall and the paint come off, that's what I feel like my room is now. Some sort of dilapidated building that I'm squatting in. It's awful. I don't know why she does. I do not know why. Absolutely do not know why. There has been a lot of stuff that has went on. And that whole Grand Theft Auto thing. It's not Grand Theft Auto's fault. It's the kids that did it. And how did they just break into one house and find guns? Like their first try? They went nowhere else. But we're gonna go ahead and blame a video game. I'm sorry. I've played Grand Theft Auto. I have gotten the cheat codes. I've gotten unlimited RPGs. I went and got the tank and all that good stuff. I would run over people, run over cars, sit on the police station, and kill as many of them as possible. I've even got with prostitutes. And then would set them on fire because I don't want to pay them. You know what I'm not doing? Any of that shit in real life. That's what I'm not doing. So I think it's more or less we have a gun problem. And we got a people who don't deserve guns having them problem, you know? So stop trying to blame video games. Blame your fucking selves. You know, those kids were in a foster home. All that. It's just, it's unbelievable. But that's so Florida. You know, that's so Florida. Over on my side, I've got Ron DeSantis fucking over the LGBT community not only once but twice, and also he decided this fucking myopic, vapid white piece of white trash who's a fucking racist piece of shit and who should die, went ahead and said, we're not going to teach history about what our ancestors did. You know, the Christians murdered the Indians. They stole this land. Thanksgiving has nothing to do with anything besides the fact that they celebrated the murder of said Indians every time they murdered a village. That's what you're celebrating when you celebrate Thanksgiving. Christmas isn't anything about Jesus. It's actually stolen. The tree is because we would bring in the trees to keep the spirits from being cold in the winter. Okay? Shut up. You're dumb. You're fucking stupid. This country is dumb, and it's founded on lies. Biblically made up bullshit to fucking control your little pea-sized brain. Don't worry. I will teach my daughter history, and history's made every motherfucking day. And since you myopic failures, and yes, your fucking failures, ain't changed a motherfucking thing, guess what? 20 years from now, 30 years from now, they're going to be teaching the motherfucking history of today. And it ain't going to be any motherfucking different. We don't want to hurt our minds. I have changed history for what can cry me a fucking river, dick face. Suck my dick. You're stupid. And that's the G. Anyhow, they've been dumbing down education since I was a child. Thank you, Mom and Dad, for educating us and putting so much into that and making sure that we did, because I'd be as dumb as the rest of these motherfuckers out here. These people are stupid. My state is dumb. In fact, only 44%, I think, of right now is actually vaccinated. You people are stupid. You're going to die and bring more disease, but you know you deserve it. It's deserved. Oh, there's this lesbian.
Yeah.
Hi, Renee.
Where ya?
Oh, my gosh. You're really, man, you got a lot of strong words there.
Oh, definitely.
I don't know
if you heard my other episode the other day, and the last one I did, I got cut off. We've been having, like, really bad storms, and everything went off. Phone service, everything. So I got cut off my last show. My brother ended up in emergency in the hospital after I last talked to you. Things have been insane. And then my daughter ripped the paint off my wall. I want to interface. Yes. She ripped the fucking paint off the wall in the bedroom. I want to interface. I was sleeping. I was sleeping. God damn it. My cat was trying to cuddle with me. He never does that. Then I hear this. I'm like, I wake up and I'm like, what are you doing? There is this, my room's painted yellow, and I guess they painted over it. What, it was white under there. Oh, my God, it's like a frying pan-sized wall hole in the paint. She ripped it off, and it wasn't like that yesterday, and it wasn't like that last night, so she just did this morning. I do not know what compelled her to do this.
Oh, wow.
I want to eat the baby.
She was showing me.
I don't give a shit. Here you go. You know what? I got up. I went and got my mom up because I'm like, I'm so mad. I'm going to spank her. So you deal with this. Because we're not allowed to spank her. That's what's wrong with America. We're not allowed to hit our kids. How old are you? Yeah, how old are you?
35.
Oh, wow, so you're behind me a little bit. Did you get spanked as a child?
I think I did a few times because I clogged toilet, or I think the washing machine got loaded with so much soap. I know that for sure. Remember that.
Yeah.
It wasn't hard.
You know, you got punished, though. Your parents punished you.
Yeah.
I got spankings as a kid. Do I hate my family for that? No. I feel like I should have gotten spanked because me and my brother were way worse than Matilda probably will ever be, but I would have killed us already. I don't know how my mom kept having kids. I don't know how she didn't kill us all. I tell my mom all the time, you have the patience of an angel, because I would have, I would have genocided the whole entire family by now. I say that because I'm like, I would get mad, but enough, I never do anything anyway. God damn it, I'm all talk. I want a spanker, though.
Okay,
I want a spanker.
Yeah.
I want to spank her. Can't do it, though.
You can't.
No, we're not allowed because she's autistic. That's not fair, and she knows it.
Yeah, she's a beautiful girl. Her
she is. She's very beautiful. She's super smart, and she's manipulative. She's smart, and she knows it. And she knows I can't hit her. She knows.
She knows.
That's why she
knows.
Does what? Oh, she does. When I came home from therapy, trying to get this female therapy, and then this, I tell my mom, I'm like, she says, we can't spank her, you know, ever. So she heard me say that to my mom. She immediately went straight to testing that theory.
Oh my God.
Yeah, she knows. She understands a lot more than she lets on. So I do want to apologize. The other day, we had so much going on, I didn't get to get on, and I had to walk to work the other day. There was no one home, so that's pretty intense. My brother, gallbladder surgery.
Damn it.
Yeah, he's alive, you know, but, you know, one of them things. But, it's been a crazy mess the past couple of days. So, I've got cards sitting out waiting for you because I've been waiting for you.
Thank you. I called the, I think it was 2 days ago, but the call didn't go through. But anyway, I have a question. Can you give me an update of all the situation over there that the boss was checking, please?
Yeah, let's do that.
Please, I'm trying to get into the specific facts.
Absolutely.
I was hoping that the gentleman with the letter D would turn around, and you know, he'd be irritated and and he go after them. What I mean by that is, like, you know, complain. But I feel I feel like there's been some turnaround. But what do you see? What action the boss has taken, and you know, if they're, I'm trying to see if the gentleman is doing, like, I don't know. I'm just having to finish reading. Let's see what the cards have, because you've been right on target, and I want to thank you.
Oh yeah, of course, man. I do my best. Okay, so let's see what they have to say.
It's a follow-up, like a doctor's visit.
Right. So, cards, we would like to know what the sitch is from the last time, and I'm using the same deck, so. They ask to be cut. That doesn't happen often. Okay. Let's see where you are. Ah, yes, 10 of Wands right now. Let's see what's happening. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Mm, judgment in the future. Oh yeah. Oh boy. Oh my. Oh yeah. All the other entities are coming out. Oh boy. Okay. The Lover's card. Why are you still getting this?
Thank you, girl.
There is so much going on. You've got reverse Empress sitting next to right side up Justice, and that's your foundation there. You've got the Sun, which is coming up in your, it's coming up now. So whatever you're feeling, there's something definitely going on. Okay, so we've got the Tower next to the Wand, the Ten of Wands, with it looks like the Knight of Cups. So, again, he showed up, so your person that's investigating has showed up yet again, and he's in the top here, so he's definitely active right now. So, and you've got also Judgment and the Lover's card, which is weird. That's going to be your final outcome. Why do you keep getting this card? Okay, so we've got a lot going on here. Right now where you are, there's a lot sitting on your back, a lot of burden, especially with this situation. There's a lot of things at play, if you will. We see the tower where everything you were kind of building around this kind of fell down. We see the Knight of Cups. So that's him. We see what he's doing. So right now in your recent past here, this guy, and here he is again, but he is the Knave of Pentacles right now as well as the Knight of Cups. So the Knight of Cups is another person. And you have the Knight of Pentacles as well and the Knave of Pentacles here. So there's a young, is there a younger person that's involved in this? Like these people are different ages. So you have the Three of Wands there with them two. So there are several entities now coming into play. But you have the Three of Wands with us. So that's more or less the universe saying, all right, we're gonna try and work with you here. So basically what the Three of Wands is telling you, which is it's a good thing to have that three there, saying that be specific about what you want, and don't be misled by well-meaning friends. Using strength of those around you can solve all problems. That's what this card is about. This is about putting the skills of others. Ergo, this is these two people, and this guy up here. There's definitely some workings here, and that's in your recent right now, and we get the Three of Wands here, so that's 3 days to 3 weeks. Now, right now, where you are, so he's obviously been looking into this for the past 3 weeks. Is that correct?
Yeah, he has. The guy with the letter D. Oh, wow. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Renee.
Yeah. In a row. So for the past 3 weeks, you have the Knight of Pentacles right now. So nine isn't bad. Nine is pretty fucking good to be at. For the most part. Now, on this sense here, since it's not a 10, it is a 9, there is some completion. Now, it's talking about looking for opportunities to develop your potential and to prove what you can do. So, to start now, the time for paybacks and rewards will only come when you strive for success. So remember, stand your ground, speak the truth, take whatever consequences there may be. So just make sure you speak your truth, say what you have to say, and say what you feel, but do not back down. Okay, remember that? This plays into that. You do have the Sun coupling that with the Eight of Wands, so telling me right now that there are decisions being made right now, today, the next 8 days. You do have the Sun. So there might be a little bit of triumph there. Any personal growth that you achieve now will be linked to self-expression. Say what you feel and when to feel it. Now we're getting that card again. It's second what I just told you from the last reading. Accept the criticism and admit any mistakes. Enthusiasm and self-assurance will bring the best results. Usually this is a card about a promotion being in the horizon, but right now you're in a sticky situation, so that's what this is about. Your Eight of Wands, that's a lot of action going on. That decisions, actions, things being said, lines being drawn. Remember, right now, we're still feeling the energy of said the lunar eclipse. We have a solar eclipse coming, actually. Now for your eight, you have all your plans have a green light. Your understanding of people and their problems delivers opportunity to get what you want. Friends in nature bring remedies for what ails you. So seeking out support and all that stuff like you're doing now, that's helping. So obviously seeking answers is good right now. You're doing exactly what you're supposed to be doing. Now in the future, because you've reached the sun, you're going to judgment. So you're moving right along through major arcana, okay?
Wow.
On this planet, now this is about a job well done delivers many rewards, and laziness is punished. But make peace. Don't nitpick yourself or others too harshly. Patience brings success. Don't be cruel. Health of mind and body will improve, but may take some effort on your part. Now, that being said, this be coupled with the Two of Cups and the Eight. Make peace with anyone who recently did you wrong, but expect a happy surprise, such as love letter or new relationship, but don't buy into social pressures, and don't get pressured into having to date anyone or deal with anyone. That's not what this is about. Obviously, you were liking what you were doing. That's why there's a lot of cups here. You had high hopes for this. You liked doing this. This was good. This was like your social moments, you know. You were building that confidence. But self-sacrifice will be asked of you. Use caution in negotiating affairs of the heart. But attention spans are running short, so don't take anything too personally. Count your blessings and try to be content with what you have. Now, that being said, your foundation for all of this is a Two of Swords, which is reverse. That is a mental state, really. All swords are is about mental. But this is about reflecting about your motives before dealing with the people. Act with integrity, and you'll be sure to find success in all your endeavors, including right now we're in this mess. So you have a reverse priestess. Now, you're expecting things to come too easily here. Be careful not to give up right away when they don't. You're feeling a desire to escape, to withdraw into yourself, to shrug off your current lack of focus and work diligently to achieve your goal. So remember that. Fight that battle. Keep walking forward. That's what your high priestess has to tell you. Now, your Libra card here, you've got judgment and justice. So, we do know what comes around or goes around comes around. We know that. We know.
Interesting.
Seek legal counsel. Ask advice from elders, which is basically what you're doing. You will be embroiled in negotiations or tedious bureaucratic systems. Do healthy things spiritually and physically. So right now, there will be some repercussions here. Whatever this is, people are going to be getting weighted. These scales are being tipped. Okay? So, that being said, your final outcome, and you've got the Lover's card in this. And this boggles me very much so. I don't understand why that's there. Now, it is right side up. Lovers, close friends, take center stage. Take the time to tell those closest to you what they mean to you and examine all relationships that are going nowhere. Eliminate the unwanted and the unnecessary. Does that make sense?
We're listening.
All right, we're sitting on the Four of Pentacles here. Now remember, manage your money with firm ethics and respect those in power, but do not accept the intimidation. Your ideas are rich, but still need development. Be more selfish with yourself. Also, don't spend money right now. It's that time. So hold on to everything you have unless you need to spend it. Now, Ace of Wands, which is in reverse. Reverse, Ace of Wands. Now, Ace of Wands is like the beginning of an action of something that we want to do. But this is real specific here. This says, it pains you when you don't have the answers to the questions that others ask. So remain strong. So whatever information that you could not tell and didn't have, don't worry about it. Don't let it beat you up. Yep, stop stressing. Now, on that final word, what will be? Valet de coupe, meaning it is the knave of cups. Knave of cups. Now, this is your final message here, is not to get upset if things will not be going as you had hoped. Be open to alternatives and prepare for a change of plans. Think before reacting and beware of childish behavior. Put out some resumes, girl. Have a second plan is basically what's going to happen. So either way, it could go either direction, but not terribly bad, but not terribly good. Don't get too complacent, and just kind of do everything that you possibly can to remain intact, if you will. Wow, to the person that was sitting waiting, you could have waited because we totally have 21 minutes left. So,
yeah.
How do you feel about that?
That was like everything you said. I thought about it deeply, and speak my truth, and my truth, the one I tell you now is, I feel that there was a change, and you could. There's some changes that occur, so I'm wow at me by myself.
Oh wow!
Yeah,
you know, it's pretty insane when you tell me, oh, this is correct. I'm just like, wow.
You are right, girl. You are. I mean, you just confirm it. I mean, you just got the it right from last time that you told me. From this, yeah. Oh my gosh, Renee. When you're really there, you're there. You're really there to get there, and you did. It's like, oh my God, you got a lot of talent.
Well, thank you so much. And I don't really think it's more of a talent. I think it's it could be considered a talent. I really feel like it's something I have to do, you know, because like I put a lot into this, you know. I have to actually take time to do this and kind of make things happen and, you know, make sure, you know, I can get on and Matilda's busy and we'll be fine with stuff. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like I feel like this is more of a job. You know, it's something that I have to do. But thank you so much. I do feel like it is a talent, but it's more so it's a calling. It's a gift. It's a job, I guess you could say. I feel like it's more of a job. You know what I mean? It's that job that you never really knew that you had to do, but always end up doing. Yeah.
Beautiful. You are beautiful, beautiful. Look at this progression. I know. You're tough. It's a tough act.
I try.
Renee,
if
you don't have anybody else.
No, there's no one else sitting. But guess what? The DA called me today. The DA called me today. The district attorney today. They called about Sammy. Well, I started off with you guys really didn't care when I was trying to ask for help and everything. You kind of just like threw me away and didn't give a shit what was happening. So I said, I think this is going to happen, that he's going to get out and, you know, be back on probation. So this guy, I guess I was in a conference call. I didn't know that. So the guy goes, well, I'm not offering probation. I'm offering him to go back into jail, and then I want him to get assessments. I want him to do this, this, and this. But we want to see what you want to do. This is where I wish that I could be a terrible person. where I wish that I could say, I want him to be locked up forever. I don't want him to do this. I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. This is what I did with Andrew. I find it hard for me to be like, let's throw him away. You know? I told him like this. I said, listen, you definitely, I don't know what happened to this person. He broke somewhere, and he was depressed. He started using drugs and doing really messed up stuff. I try to be there for him, but it's like, I work and I have a kid. You know, I can't baby you. You got to be an adult. And if someone doesn't like what they're doing, they change. They stop doing it. So they want to put him in jail. They want him to be evaluated mentally and all that stuff, which I think is a great idea. They're going to put him in programs, but he has to go to jail and do jail time first, because they're worried that if they let him out, he's going to come here. He lives down the street from me. You know, this is how he was able to, you know, get me into a vehicle outside my road. I was playing Pokemon. I was outside just being a regular person, you know. So he lives that close. That's how close he lives to me. So, you know, and I explain, like, I'm worried he's going to get out because I haven't moved away and everything. But, you know, I got to do what I got to do. You know, everyone said, fuck you. We're not going to do anything. Well, they said they were sorry. They were sorry how the police station treated me. They were sorry how the other, because this is a different DA, I guess. This is not the other guy because he left. He wasn't going to pick up any charges, not the strangulation, nothing. So they got him on like 40 counts of where he contacted me with the restraining order. And I still have men writing my emails. I didn't even say that at all. I didn't even tell them that he has continued to harass me from jail. I felt it was not worth it. So.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, my
so,
God.
I guess he's going to be going to court. And I asked him, do I have to show up for court? Because I work. I really can't do this. And I don't want him to see me because it'll just make him mad. He'll think the worst that I'm trying to throw him away. So I agreed to what they want to do. I want him to get help. He needs to go to jail. Like, he's got to go. And it's not jail. He's going back to prison. So he's going to go back to prison, and he's going to do some time. And he's going to do some serious work on himself. And that's required, or he goes back to prison. They want to keep him away from me as long as possible. So
oh my God.
I agreed. I want, you know, when you care about someone, even though they've done horrible, horrible things to you, you don't find it easy to just be like, oh, I want them to be thrown away. Yeah, I don't know why I can't do it. I can't say the words. You think you're going to do that, and then you end up not doing it. I'm an idiot. And I told him, I'm stupid. I want everyone to be okay. He's like, no, I'm like you. I want everyone to be okay. That's why I'm trying to rehabilitate rather than throw away. I said, you know, I do feel like rehabilitation, if we can actually do that, we can get them out of the system. We can get the system to stop being a revolving door and actually use it in a way that it needs to be used. Keep those people that are rapists and people who kill people in there, violent offenders, women abusers, whatever the case might be. Let's take people out that don't really need to be there and give them the things that they need to survive and acclimate back into society. And then give them avenues to do that. Because when you get out of prison, you can't get a job as a felon. And then as of today, you can't go to school. You can't get degrees. You can get a GED. You can't get certifications of any motherfucking kind. So what the fuck is the point? The point is to put you back in there so they can continue making that money. We go straight from classroom to prison. As somebody who's been there, and who is experiencing life after prison, even 14 years later and still being punished. Can I do that to someone else who even tried to murder me? I can't, obviously. But I don't know. I don't know what to say about that. I don't agree with what I agreed with. I don't want any other woman to sit there and let their abuser go. I don't tell you to do the same thing that I just fucking did. But see, for him, he's mentally ill and he's schizophrenic. He doesn't know what he does. He doesn't remember what he did at all. So,
my God.
Some of these people do, though. So
if you're being abused by someone and you have been abused by someone and you did manage to get them in jail and you did manage to get away from them, do not let them off easy the first time. Do not let them off easy the second time. Now, the thing about Sammy is he's got a lot of points. He's like me. He's going to go do a much longer sentence, and he's not going to get out on his first date. He's going to get 3 dates, probably not going to get out on his first one. And even if he does, he has to be on probation again and do all of these things or go back to prison. So I feel like that's a good possibility to where he does, if he does not want to, like he told me before the thing on Christmas, the 2 days before Christmas, he did some crazy shit. He called me and said, do not listen to anything I say. And he also said, I can't, when I look in the mirror, I don't know who I am anymore. Those were cries for help. I tried to be there for him, but it just escalated and got really bad. So it was insane. He was seeing people, like things and imagining stuff that was happening that was not happening. And it just kind of escalated from there. You know, he knew he needed help. And I think this was the only way that he could do it. Because he knows I'm not going to take that shit. So I am going to eventually, I'm going to do everything I can to get rid of you. I mean, granted, he did everything he could to fucking get rid of me. And let's face it, he tried to murder me. But I can't prove that. I did, however, tell his insurance company, and they took my statement. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I think there's going to be some other things that come up soon. He'll never get a license again. That's for damn sure. He's never going to get insurance again. That's for damn sure, because I called every insurance company and let them know. Oh, yeah. So everybody out there, anybody ever gets you into a vehicle and you manage to get away, get that license plate. Then, if you know, and if you can find out the name, and that's real easy too, go get yourself on the computer. Google license tag lookup. Telling you, best thing I ever did. I took his license plate. I looked up all his shit. Now, the best thing for me was I already knew all of his major stuff that was important. If you don't know that, that's fine. Get the license plate number. Then look that shit up. And then call insurance companies. Doesn't matter. Start calling them. They will fucking direct you to the right thing. And they'll mark it down on their systems like everyone that I called until I got the right one. They wrote it down. Because if you can do that, good luck getting the police to do anything. The police these days don't do nothing, and then it's time sensitive. So if you don't immediately can get to a phone and can start calling, you're going to be screwed and having to do all this by yourself like I did. So if you find yourself in a predicament like mine, Google that license tag, get that shit, call them. Start calling every motherfucking body. Because they have insurance. They have to. And if they don't, great. It'll alert everybody. Because the police won't help you guys. They're not. Their job isn't to stop crime. Their job is to apprehend the criminal after said crime was committed. That's it. They do not help you. Protect and serve only corporations and special interests, not citizens. So anyhow, that's the tea for me, but I'm standing my ground on this, that I couldn't be cruel like I wanted to. I don't understand what's wrong with me. I don't get it. He tried to kill me. Why am I being nice? Can you tell me why? I don't know.
Love him.
I don't know. Hit me in the head with something hard, please. Nah, I don't know. I think because I was a person who has been in the system, and I fought like hell to stay out. And it is very difficult to stay out the system. Once you go to prison, anything will put you back there. Anything. Misdemeanor will put your ass back there. Trust me, it's very difficult. Once they do that to you and give you that DOC number, they will find any reason to put you back. So I don't know. Maybe that's it. Maybe I feel bad for him. I do. I feel bad for him. He's so mentally fucked up. I mean, I'm a fucked up kid, but I function. I'm not going to go and try and kidnap you because you broke up with me and found out I cheated on you and then try and kill you over it. It's not going to happen.
Also, it was him and Andrew. They both were in on that. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got this lady who's a detective for CPS. She actually is going to be talking with me this week. So,
yeah.
I'm not done. I'm going to get them in, the little dog, too. But him and my ex, my baby daddy, tried to murder me, and he gave him money to do so. So I wouldn't show up for court. He was so mad. See, if I don't show up for court, he automatically wins. Then he gets Matilda. That's why they did that. Ah, God, it's so annoying. I said that out loud just now. You know how dumb I am? But, like, I can't prove it right now in court, so it doesn't matter. You know what I mean? Like, the whole reason he's in jail and all that stuff is he violated by getting caught with a prostitute and had a pen tube hollowed out in his pocket with crystal meth residue in it. But I got him in trouble in the jail because he was contacting me from there, and I told the cop of who he tried to frame me for Grand Theft Auto with. And as a favor, because he was so pissed off, he went and did that. That's the only reason that any of this is happening. Because when I went to the police, not only did they pass me around like a doobie, they didn't fucking believe me and they did nothing. Can you believe that?
Oh, my God.
Yes. They blamed each other for jurisdiction, too. And then the DA laughed at me. The fucking DA. And I had to, like, call his probation officer, because she used to be mine, and harass her to make him stop harassing me. And the cop had talked to her, and I guess they agreed to violate him again and all this stuff and, like, press charges on him. He's the only reason, and he's a highway patrolman. He's not a cop in my town. That's crazy. But it makes you really, really realize how worthless females are to the system.
Wow.
Yeah. Where perpetrators can get free reign. He assaulted me twice, even after I got restraining order. Like, it was bad. He almost killed me a second time. I hope he gets better, but I hope I don't ever see him again. But if I do, I'm not going to, like, run or anything. Fuck that, I ain't running. He comes into my neighborhood and comes on my yard, then, you know, I might take a baseball bat to him. I don't care. It'll be worth it, man.
Whoa.
But learn from my mistakes, everyone, and stand your ground, stand up for yourself, show up for your family, those you love, and show up most of all for yourself, because otherwise, who's going to?
Thank you.
I mean, I think that's real. Because, I mean, you know, if I didn't do this myself and go after him and ask for help and make people help me, nobody was going to.
Wow.
Yep. I hope that anybody who hears this learns from it, takes some tips, and I also hope no one else goes through this. But that's the tea for today, y'all. What fucking day is it? Tuesday? I, for some reason, don't have to go in until 4. It's weird. I think it's because I've been getting overtime every week. My boss can't afford it. Yeah, my boss can't afford that shit. So he's like, coming at 4, my son's coming to work. I'm like, oh, okay, you're going to make Vinny work. So that's cool. Summer's out, so either he needs summer job or one of the two. Either he needs, it's probably both. It's a way for them to keep me from getting fucking 44 hours a week. Assholes. That's okay. Whatever. As long as I get 40, I don't give a fuck. But now, I was yesterday years old when I learned that people come to my restaurant and ask who's cooking to make sure it's me because I'm the reason that they come. So we are about to negotiate my pay. Yep.
It's up, lady. Oh, my God.
Yeah, we are about to negotiate. I make amazing food. I made myself a burger. I never had a burger there ever. Oh, I was like, I'm going to touch myself later and think, oh, it was so good. I even shared it with others, and they were all grabbing themselves. It was so good. Oh, everybody was moaning. It was like, sex. My food is so good. I was like, that's me fucking your taste buds. Tasty. And it was good. It was good. I was like, I'm going to think about myself in the tub. Mmm. I was like, God damn, I'm good. I make that food taste fucking good. Seriously, no, I make awesome food, and people are, I can't get them out of the restaurant. We literally have 30-minute seating waits.
That's nice.
Yeah. This one guy told my bartender, he's like, when I first saw her, I had questions, because I wear fishnets and stacked. I'm the only goth chef you'll find in town. So I dress full regalia, like I'm going out clubbing every day.
Are you serious?
Yeah. Yeah, I'll put a picture up one day of what I look like at work. I'll wear skirts with upside-down crosses, fucking fishnet from head to toe. I wear stockings.
Why?
Yeah, my boots, because I live at work. Also, they don't tell me how to dress. I do what I want. I do. I do what I want. I smoke what I want. I eat what I want. Yeah. That's my kitchen now. My boss just hangs his head down and goes away. Good. Leave me alone and let me cook. Well, I spend most of my... I spend more time at work than I do at home. So, and it's my only social. I don't go anywhere. I'm either at work or at home. So that's my going out. That's my social. That's my house. My other house. So, you know, I do what I want. Shit, I wore a bathing suit, overhauls, stockings, and fishnets in my boots. And I take down my overhauls. I literally will cook with my midriff showing and everything. I don't care. Straight bathing suit. It's hot. We don't have ventilation. It's sweaty as fuck. Like, you're layered in sweat and grease. So, yes, I'm wearing almost nothing. They don't care. They said I could come to work naked as long as I wear pasties. I was like, I'll wear pasties. They're like, we don't care.
Oh, my God.
But, yeah. I'm somehow by magic, I put love in that food, and they love it. So, eventually, we're going to be negotiating my pay. Because I'm going to leave and take all your customers with me. That's what's going to happen. Mm-hmm. Because the only reason people are coming is because I'm cooking. And then they ask, is who's cooking? And they'll be like, oh, well, it's Zen. And then they're like, okay, good, because that's why I'm here. Yeah, he said that when he saw me, he had questions. But when he put my food in his mouth, he don't question a damn thing. And since I don't get tips or nothing, I'm having the servers tell them to Yelp me personally under them. Like under the
really?
Under where I was. Yeah, where they're Yelping me. At my work, yeah. I take pictures of my food, and now my food is like amazing art, museum art. Yeah, they should be put in a museum, okay? I take pictures with them now. I take pictures of my food. Now I'm taking pictures with the food. It's like I might as well. So, yeah, I just kind of stopped letting them treat me like shit because I had to come back to my old job that I left, and, you know, they poisoned me with food, and they did horrible things to me and was just horrible. My boss has changed. It's weird. He's a little different now. Like, he'll be like, go take a break. I'm like, what did you say? He's like, I'm not a slave driver. I'm like, you're not? You were.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. He's changed a little bit. He's changed a little bit. But, see, I stopped letting him censor my clothes because he wants me to wear chef coats. No, we're not wearing that. It's too hot. Sorry, too hot. And my boots are like 4 or 5 inches, almost 5 inches tall because I'm short. I'm 5'1". And my new grill, because they changed their grill, it's like stacked. So it's got drawers underneath it. So it's like close to my face. So that's why I wear my big boots. And they're the best shoes ever. I'm going to buy another pair. So, yeah, Yeah, I do what I want. I dress how I want. I wear my makeup, my glamnetic lashes, everything. Full regalia. Choker, my spike collar. Yes, yes, ma'am. I do.
Really?
Yep.
Wow.
Yep, I'm the only goth chef in this town. Probably anywhere, I don't know. I got a mohawk, you know? So I either put my mohawk up or I'll put my dreads in. I change my look every day. I look like a different person. It's fun. It's fun. It's what I do. I'm an artist. It's what I do. My food is art also. But that's the tea, y'all. I'll be on tomorrow because I'm sure my kid's going to wake me up at the crack of dawn to go to school again. So I'll be on tomorrow. To the person who didn't sit on there, you should have waited. We could have got you in. But tomorrow everyone can sit in line in the morning. I'll let y'all do that. I'm trying to have a set day, but everything's been so crazy. And my schedule's all over the place, so I'm just going to start doing tarot whoever comes when I'm on if y'all want to do readings because it's just too hard right now. And I apologize for that, everybody. It's so inconsistent. The only thing consistent about this show is the inconsistency, all right? But not by choice.
Yeah.
Wear your mask. Wash your hands. Get your fucking vaccine, people. Black Lives Matter. So does every other motherfucker of color that's having to deal with y'all's bullshit. And stop being complacent, assholes. Learn your history, okay? Maybe your ancestors shouldn't have been pieces of shit and should have thought about this in the future. Don't fuck up in the past. Won't have to think about it in the future, hmm? And that's the tea. So I'll be on tomorrow, same time, guys. If you want to do more, girl, we could get on and do more tomorrow. I'll see y'all tomorrow.
Thank you.
Absolutely,
thank you.
Girlfriend. You should write my email, bitch. Give me your fucking info. Z-E-N
okay.
dot. That's the T at gmail.com. Okay? You've been on this show for a year. Almost 2 years. July's coming. Quick. We've been almost 2 years now. So just go ahead and write me an email, bitch.
Okay.
And give me your info. Yeah. Yeah, because we're sisters now. So you've been here long enough.
True.
I think you're the only female that has remained consistent in my life for almost 2 years now. Yeah. That's the tea. So write me an email, bitch, Z-E-N, period, that's the T at gmail.com. All, no separation. So write me, send me your info. And everybody else, write me, send your questions, comments. Y'all already do. So I've got 14,000 emails. Keep them coming. We're going to answer them. I will get to you. Bear with me.
Thank you.
Bye. Bye, bitch.